My name is Margarita Francisca James, in brackets, Troll. I was married to John, Flight Lieutenant John C. Troll, Royal Canadian Air Force. I was born in South America, Chile, of English parents, and I went back when I was 3 years old, so of course I was always in England and educated and everything in England. I was known as Madge, but I joined up as Wren James with my sister, Jean James, or Jeannie, I called her. We both went to Portsmouth in England to join up in the Women's Royal Naval Service. I had wanted to be in the nurse, but it was all filled up. So we got chosen for the Wrens, which was very delightful because I liked the idea of the Wrens. At East Coast, we had to be trained as, I don't know, cryptologists or whatever it is they called us, but we were only known as supposed to be, it was very secretive work, as writers. On my discharge papers, I was intelligence writer, but I never, and writer meant secretary, and I had never been a secretary, didn't even know what to do as a secretary. Now they call it the ultra secret. After Eastcote, we were sent to Stanmore, where we were really decoding German messages. And I know you've heard of the Enigma, and that's the work we did. First of all, we were sworn under this War Secrets Act, which was 90 years. I haven't reached that yet. But there are certain things that have to be kept quiet, and I'm never 100% sure what I can and what I can't talk, because if at the time we divulged anything, we could have either been sent up to detention camps or, believe it or not, they said shot. We were very careful not to speak to anybody about it. My mother died not knowing what I did, my family. And when we were at Stanmore, we worked in what were called bays. And in those bays, there were these huge machines called bombs. The bombs were sort of a mechanical apparatus, if you want to call it that. They were big, very, very noisy. They had on them drums, and on these drums had tons of little wires, that if one wire crossed the other wire, it would mess up the whole decoding system. So we had to be sure that this was all cleared out and running perfectly. It was kind of hard on our nervous system, and even though we were pretty young. And when we had maybe broken a code, which the machine held us to do, but we had to set it up, we were then had to go into a little room with a machine that looked like the Enigma and work it back. Now, we weren't able to read those codes. Those codes were sent to Bletchley Park by a courier at the time, in the, I think, army or whatever, whoever it was. We didn't even know much about it at the time, but I've learned that since.